Project, Magnolia, St. Thomas, Polyland, St. Bernard, Melpomene, yeah, sometimes them streets was mean, can you dig? But that was my stomping grounds. Where you at, Jack?
It's basically pretty much centered around the beat, and it's a combination of two beats. I think one's the Brown beat and one's the Trigger beat, and it's very much like a call and response, not really song-based. It's more just about getting people moving and dancing, and it's very, lyrically, it's a little more like tribal and raw and repetitive and almost Caribbean sounding. And it's just kind of the beat itself just makes you want to just dance. It's all about that. And it's just all about rocking the club. And that came to prominence, you know, with a lot of different artists, from Katie Redd and Big Frida, Sissy Nobe. There's a big, big list of people that are considered bounce artists right now. And it just kind of makes you can't not dance when you hear it. It's very contagious. When we made Act Like You Know, it was so exciting because they put us together with Manny Fresh, who's a great rapper and amazing producer in New Orleans, Big Frida, D1, great rapper, and then vocalist Angelica Jelly Joseph, who's on tour with us right now, and Erica Falls. Really fun. It was a great day in the studio.
Wow. Orleans is one of the most unique cultural jewels in the world, and we're lucky that it's in the United States, and that by default we're the curators and caretakers of that culture. The music has always been an amazing attraction and the force that made me listen and dive further into the culture and what were the aspects that created this music. And it's this embodiment of the entire culture of the city of New Orleans, its history, its heritage, its legacy. All of it comes together to continue to infuse this amazing culture. New Orleans will always be about New Orleans. And those who come down and get inspiration, and those who come down to play or enjoy, what they bring back out of it is that little piece of New Orleans that travels. But New Orleans will never not be about the place, the culture, the heritage, the people themselves. If it comes from New Orleans and it's New Orleanians that are doing it, it's going to be real and it's going to be good, because they demand the highest level of musicianship. They demand the highest level of attention to their art.
Yeah. origins of where it all began. We created rock and roll. We created swing.
You gotta know where you're coming from.
For those who don't know, I will learn you quick. It's been passed down for many, many years from Congo Square when the slaves used to play on Sunday.
And you had different groups, the rhythms and the music of your home country. And they brought that struggle, that energy, and they put it through the music. All these rhythms and stuff started to melt.
They would communicate, so the music became the language.
One thing that made people realize that we had to take the culture more seriously was Katrina. The
scene is nothing short of apocalyptic. 80% of New Orleans is underwater.
There's a lot of negative things you'd say post-Katrina, but I like to look at the positives. We all just stick together.
We weren't going to let New Orleans disappear.
We owe it to New Orleans. We owe it to the world to keep it going.
We'll always pass down the knowledge, but what are we doing with this gift of music? How are we going to move people and change our blocks?
Changing, but it never stops staying the same. Thank you.
Marcus, the great bass player. Anyway, you know, he had a friend, his friend, saxophone player named Lester Young. And in those days, the guys, the brothers wore these hats called pork pie hats. They kind of curl up there, you know. And so when he died, Lester infected Charlie greatly and deeply. So he wrote this tune called Goodbye Pork Pie Hat. Thank you.
Dark, gazing eyes meet between bouncing walls, where quick feet dance and smooth hips sway. Lips say, hey. And familiar sounds start floating around, pleasantly present and alone, without phones, just be. Intertwine the intellects of minds and deep conversations begin to heal and reveal what is needed to nurture and grow. Commence the soothing of wounds hearts choose before the taking off of shoes and clothes. And naked molecules from liquid vestibules, vibrations recall spirit. Water from within to purge, and then a manifesto begins. Thoughts of harmony and balance, visions of power and love, feelings of appreciation, moments of elevation. A slight brush of the hand, subtle excitement of the brow. Above those dark, gazing eyes, where two left brains negotiate logistics with two rights. And on this night, she said to herself, he could be perfect. And he asked to call, saying, I'd love to get to know you. Let me show you, love. I need you to know that I be slow as molasses. And then they both started laughing. Get our groove.
Thank you. Trying to run, I grow weary. I try to walk, and I grow faint. I long to soar on the wings like an eagle, but I look down, I'm afraid. But you lifted me high up, out of the fire, out of the flames. I lost the feeling, you give me meaning again. I'm singing revival,
revival,
revival song.
Revival.
I'm singing revival,
revival,
revival song.
Revival.
I tried to find you. Lost my way, walked through the darkness in search of day. I follow your footsteps to the gates of the city. I saw your face. Oh, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Well, you lifted
COVID-19 is a severe lung infection. Trust the American Lung Association for science-based public health information, especially for the 36 million Americans who live with lung disease. We have resources to protect your lung health, access expertise from medical professionals, and peer-to-peer support through our online communities. Visit lung.org for daily updates or call 1-800-LUNG-USA.
It's a time of tremendous uncertainty for everyone, but some things haven't changed. Stomach cancer is still a leading cause of cancer death worldwide. More than 1 million people will be diagnosed this year alone, and it's vital to know your risks and learn ways to prevent it. It's also critical for cancer patients to protect themselves from all viruses. No Stomach for Cancer encourages you to listen to medical experts to understand your risks. Find out more about COVID-19 at cancer.gov and learn more about your risks for stomach cancer at nostomachforcancer.org.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and to enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Reach the island.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Think about your mother, your sister, your girlfriend. One in six women is a victim of sexual assault. Now think about your father, your brother, your best friend. Men are victims too. Rape can happen to anyone. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, encouraging you to call the National Sexual Assault Hotline to learn how to support someone you love. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.ORG.
Brought to you by RAIN and this state.
seeing you.